Yeah, well, I started with a cold as I left England. I think that's pretty much gone already. So it's yeah, it's warm, and it's something we have to get accustomed to. Normally, it takes your body about 48 hours, 64 hours to get right. So the first two training sessions tend to be hard work, but we had a bit of a light session today. And you know, the body's well, we all get used to it, and but it is very warm, and it's you know that is part of the conditions we've got to face. But same for both sides. Obviously, probably Pakistan a bit more used to it than we are, but we'll be fine. Just a bit of sweat, blood and tears the first bit. You know, it's between him and Mo. I think that's quite clear. And you know, whichever side we pick, they've got a great opportunity of doing something which we haven't done for a while, which get a steady opening partnership. Well, actually, going on that last tour, we probably should have won that series. You know, we had opportunities to win that series. We had to chase, I think, 140 twice on good wickets. And we should have done them. So, but credit to Pakistan, they hung in there in that series and then really won the critical moments well. You know, that can be the way in subcontinent conditions or UAE conditions. The game can turn very quickly, and just make sure you're grabbing that opportunity. Yeah. But as Trevor said, we've got a young side, got an exciting side, and you know, yeah, we're absolutely very clear in our mind how hard it's going to be, but what a challenge it is for us. Every time I come here, you know, we're impressed by them. There's no stone unturned, you know, great net facilities, and we get looked after incredibly well. So we're very grateful for everyone here for their hard work to make us feel welcome. Yeah, I mean, it is pretty similar to the subcontinent conditions. The only thing, it's, you know, going back to that series, the number of LBWs there were, and that was, you know, the highest it's ever been, I think, in any series. But the back of the length skiddy balls, certainly spinners, bowling quick spin into that back of length and really skidding on. You know, it wasn't a huge turn, but you know, that was a big difference maybe. And the pitches didn't quite deteriorate like some subcontinent pitches do. They just turned a little bit more without, you know, really turning like they'd say it did in Mumbai in 2012. Absolutely. I mean, is there four or five of us? Maybe only four who are there. So it's for other people now to, you know, those guys, or we had our time then to try and win it. We didn't. It's making sure we're focusing on what we can do to win this series rather than what happened 3 years ago. Skill as a batter. I mean, I don't know how many runs he scored, but it was international runs of over 25,000, which is an incredible achievement. And the way he played spin in particular. But we can't always just focus just on spin as well. It's you know, you can get dangerous. A lot. Our seamers took quite a few wickets here last time, as well. So you can get rewards for that. But to have Maheda on board, his experience, his knowledge. Obviously, he knows Trevor and Paul very well, so he's fitted in well. And it's up down to our batters just to kind of pick his brains a little bit and see what he's. But, you know, very strong. You know, he's obviously had an outstanding start to his Test career. Over 60-odd wickets in 10 games, which is a great effort. Obviously, Syed was a great bowler as well. So to leave a guy like him out, obviously, the other guys have done pretty well as well. So, yeah, I don't think it weakens or strengthens them anyway. Just it's always a challenge when you play Pakistan, India, Sri Lanka. You know, the trial by spin, you know, is normally a tough one.